أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما كان الله ليعذبهم وأنت فيهم وما كان الله معذبهم وهم يستغفرون وما لهم ألا يعذبهم الله وهم يصدون عن المسجد الحرام وما كانوا أولياءه إن أولياؤه إلا المتقون ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون وما كان صلاتهم عند البيت إلا مكاء وتصديا فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 33, 34 and 35 of Surah Al-Anfal. In the previous ayat, Nadhr bin Harith and according to one narration Abu Jahl had made this submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if this Qur'an is true, if what it contains is true, then send upon us the rains of stone. And obviously, if the rains of stone comes, there will be total destruction. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's response to this audacious request or demand that they had made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not chastise them, Allah Ta'ala will not punish them. Wa anta fihim, whilst you, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is in their midst. Whilst you amongst them, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will not destroy them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time was in Makkah. Allah Ta'ala's destruction had not come upon the Quraysh completely and totally. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Medina Munawwara. Still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's chastisement and punishment did not come wholly and completely destroyed the people of Makkah Mukarrama. And we find that the Ummah, whether it is Muslims or non-Muslims, right till the day of Qiyamah, there will never be such a destruction where all of mankind has been totally, totally destroyed. This has been because of the barakah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It has been the system of Allah Ta'ala. When the people of Lut alayhi salam did what they did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first removed the Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wasalam from his people. Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam was first moved away from his people. Then the adab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had come. The difference between the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam of the past and that of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is this, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's nubuwat is up to the day of Qiyamah, and up to the day of Qiyamah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not destroy entire mankind. Secondly, Allah ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not one that will punish them whilst they are making istighfar. In other words, whilst they are seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are two aspects to this. One is that the Quraysh of Makkah, despite the fact that they would make tawaf in the way they made, unclothed, they did not have any iman in Allah ta'ala's tawheed, oneness, they worshipped idols and all of that. But one thing that they had by way of a ritual was when they would make tawaf of Baytullah, they would say Ghufranak. Ghufranak means, O Allah, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, we seek your forgiveness. That is the one aspect. The other aspect was that after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrat, they were what the Quran Sharif describes as Al-Mustad'afin, those who were weak. In other words, not weak in iman, but they were weak in as far as social aspects were concerned, and they could not make hijrah to Medina. So they were in Makkah also seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala used to say that provided a nation makes istighfar to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will withhold Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's adab. Thereafter Allah says, وَمَا لَهُمْ أَلَّا يُعَذِّبَهُمُ اللَّهُ. and why should it not be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes them? There is every reason that Allah ta'ala should punish them. One is their kufr, second their arrogance against Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their stubbornness, their rejection of the Quran Sharif. All of it were reasons that they should and they ought to have been punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another reason given, وَهُمْ يَسُدُّونَ عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. They, and whilst they were the ones that stopped from Masjidul Haram, who they stopped from Masjidul Haram in the 6th year of the Hijrah, they stopped our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Sahaba from making Umrah. They were stopped at Hudaybiyah, and then we know the history, the Treaty of Hudaybiyah was signed. They did not allow Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to live in Makkah, and they wanted to destroy Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is also stopping Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Masjidul Haram. وَمَا كَانُوا أَوْلِيَاءَ. And Allah says, and they are not the custodians of the Baytullah, because they got kufr in their hearts. A kafir can never be the custodian of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. Certainly the custodians of the Baytullah, of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are none but the muttaqoon, those who have the quality of taqwa. And it is from here that we will understand that anyone that wants to become the custodian of any house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the masjid, etc., then such a person should have this quality of taqwa. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of mankind do not know. وَمَا كَانَ صَلَاتُهُمْ عِنْدَ الْبَيْتِ إِلَّا مُكَاءً وَتَصْدِيَةً. And their salat, their rituals, their worship by the house of Allah, by the Baytullah, was nothing but whistling and clapping. Now can one call that ibadat? Can one call that the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is another reason that they never turned their hearts towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And hence for that all, فَذُوقُ الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then taste the punishment because of the kufr, the disbelief that you have in your heart. So on the one hand, Allah is saying that so long as they make istighfar, Allah will acknowledge that in this material world. But that will not be good enough for them in the hereafter. In the hereafter will be the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.